What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Coach. That was Steve Kerr talking about Casey Schmidt.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Evan, we're good, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Hit me. We were arguing about the most pointless thing.
I'm just
thing.
Loud. Right. I'm just naturally loud.
Yeah.
So people think that's anger. God bless my mom, Daisy Mae Johnson. When I would have a conversation with anybody, she thought I was arguing. So, Evan, you're my brother. Now, for
I'm
you.
I'm good now.
Well, I mean, you do. Sometimes you tend to get bogged down in minutiae.
You're the captain of that.
For example, remember, it wasn't very long ago during the Warriors season that you were advocating for plenty of minutes for Pat Spencer. And that had the smell of what you were doing with Lamont Wade Jr. and Casey
Schmidt.
Am I
the guy that gave Pat a nickname?
Yeah,
who
you're
did that on 95.7 The Game?
That's the point.
Who gave him a nickname?
He's a 12th man. I gave him a nickname because that's funny.
No,
but he's a 12th.
Into it.
Stop discussing the Scribinis.
No, we had him
like
on.
They make an impact.
We had him on. And you're like, Pat, you're so great. Now you're kicking him. Oh, my. You were something else.
You were pretty proud of that nickname.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even remember what it was. I do so many clever things.
Okay. Act like you don't know.
It was white what?
Smoke. Well, that's because it also dovetailed with the announcement of the new Pope that day, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
Leo.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's great.
All right.
Oh, Leo's got it going on.
Staying out of trouble.
Leo's a baseball fan. Did you know that?
So his team would be the Cubs.
I know
Isn't
this.
Isn't he from the Chi? No, that's what the brother Pope was from the Chi.
He is from Chicago.
Yeah. Or White Sox.
Oh, I know what he is. He's a Villanova fan because I think he taught at Villanova.
He's a White Sox fan.
Is he
wow.
really?
Yeah, God bless his soul.
By the way, and you probably don't know this, Chicago and their baseball fans.
I've been to Wrigley.
Right. And if you're a White Sox fan, you don't go to Wrigley. And if you're a Cubs fan, you don't go to wherever the hell the White Sox are playing.
Southside.
Comiskey.
Boy.
They still playing at Comiskey?
Most famous White Sox. Go. Harold Baines to me.
Chet Lemon.
I remember him.
White Sox. Oh,
Shoeless.
Greg Luzinski. The Vic.
He's a Philly. I remember him as a Philly.
But for me, he's a White Sox with their old crazy uniform.
They had a great third baseman by the name of Melton, I believe.
D'Anthony?
No, Bill Melton. White Sox. You know what's...
Hawk Harrelson, he's the star.
He stunk. He wasn't very good.
What
he's
are you talking about?
As a player.
Oh, I'm talking about his announcer.
You ever see his Stratomatic card? It's awful.
No, we're talking about the broadcast.
Carlton Fisk? Oh, you don't remember him as a White Sox, do you?
I got him as the man.
Did you guys say Tim Raines yet?
He's an expert.
Yeah, he's a Montreal. Gary Carter.
Hall of Famer.
No, he was a bad dude.
Well, so's Harold Baines.
You guys say the Big Hurt yet?
Man, damn it, Evan.
See, I remember him as an A.
What was he hawking on the... He had a... That's funny, but...
What? He was.
He was the man with the White Sox.
He was advocating something similar to
icy
what,
hot, like,
what you had. Now it was more...
Oh, yeah.
That was more about stamina.
And, we all need a little help, right?
Milgenics?
Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that. Hey, by the way, I can't remember if... Oh, no. Evan and I were talking yesterday. And...
this a private thread or at the game?
No, this was when we were talking, like humans, before we both went to the game. And so I went to the game with some friends. And one of my friends who went with us, her name is Liz, and she is a baseball nut,
okay?
And I'm talking to Evan about her, and I'm saying, oh, she loves baseball. In fact, Evan, she brings her scorebook to every game, whether it's the Giants,
that's
the A's,
my type of gal.
The Oakland Ballers. And when I met her, before the game, she said that her scorebook, she had filled up the night, her last game.
But she still had it with her.
No, she didn't bring it because there was no more paper, no more score sheets.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake, even though Evan had told me the opposite. I said, Liz, I'll tell you what, you'll be able to get one at the game. They don't have them at the game.
And that was wrong. I would have known
that. They don't have them at the game.
No.
See, this is where Evan needs to understand why the past was better than now. Back in the day, when you would go to a baseball game, you would actually hear people say, programs,
yeah.
Get your programs here.
I like
programs. Get your programs here. And then you'd buy a program, and of course it had a score book in it or a score sheet.
Those days are dead, Stoney.
Why can't they still do that?
Because I don't think I think it's an acquired taste, and only truly the diehards still keep score, and that's why I think you can't get them on site.
Well, I also think there's also a fundamental problem with not having a program, and that is,
did they stop selling programs before or after Watergate?
After, mouth. A lot after. But let me tell you why it bothers me, is because the program, the original program, was not just a program. I mean, it was a program, but it's something that you took home.
Oh.
And it became your memory of that game.
No doubt. Like,
it wasn't a ticket stub.
A one-day yearbook.
No ticket stub. You took home the program. From, let's say, what's the date today? June 3rd.
It's the 4th.
Last night's game.
I got you.
All right? And so you would have your program from last night's game, and you could see that, I remembered, 20 years from now, I'd have the program, and I'd be like, oh, that's right.
I lived that
Machado
life.
Machado was the best player on the field that night.
I lived that life.
And, the next day, Lamont Wade would be DFA.
So did you consult? Was she upset, or she knew she wasn't going to get one on site, or did she have hopes like, oh, I'll buy one?
I don't think you can buy them.
No, you can't, but I'm wondering what she was telling you, like, I'm going to buy one here.
I said, you got to be able to get one at the game. Yeah. And then she couldn't, and I said to her, you want me to make a run up to the press box? Somebody's got to have one in the press box.
I don't believe you would find.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be like if, let's say, Evan was working that
I don't
night.
Think he would have one. Or
no, he
one.
Would. He would have his book, and at least you could rip out a page, right, of the book.
Yeah, if I had a scorebook.
But you wouldn't bring one.
Oh, you just use paper?
Well, I usually print stuff. Like, there's printable score sheets that I usually use. Or, like, for certain games, if I don't have any time, I'll make nine boxes just by hand.
Gotcha. And thank you, 925. And you'd use the program to get autographs.
That was it.
And then you'd have a memento.
We used to do it all the time. Chris Sale, famous White Sox, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
He's a myth.
Shoeless Joe.
What is Shoeless Joe and...
We're saying famous White Sox. We didn't name them.
Oh.
Yeah. Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, so you got the baseball reference page out.
No, I was just off the top.
Please.
Billy Pierce.
I think it was funny the way you started wanting to play that game with me, and then it gradually
fizzled.
I do
have to say something. You did beat me in the spelling. I didn't like the...
Wasn't even close.
No, after they gave me Winnipeg, let's just move on. What are you really saying about your boy, Goo?
Yeah,
hey, Goo, spell cat. That hurt me at Winnipeg. But it was Grandy. Winnipeg.
You know, when you got Winnipeg, I was actually thinking the fix is in.
Yeah.
It sounds harder to... It's. By the way, I was kidding with the Bailey home run.
I'm not kidding.
It would have been a home run in a lot of other parks, but I was kidding when I said the ballpark's the problem.
Dibs sent us a text. I'm going to check it.
Oh, God.
Now, why do you say that? He's our guy.
Okay, this ought to be good.
Shoeless Joe.
What about him?
We're naming famous White Sox. We didn't say it. Nelly Fox?
Well, they said he's part of the Black Sox, so.
Yeah, tell Dibley he's wrong. I dare you.
Hey, guys, let's be careful.
What?
Black Sox? Let's be careful. Dude,
can't do it.
What? I'm excited for tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
The NBA Finals. I don't feel like you and Evan and the listener, like nobody's even torn. I get it, the Giants, but come on.
Well, it just goes to show you that Warrior fans are casuals.
No.
Once their team's out, they don't care.
Evan, stop it.
They don't want to watch teams that we all know would have kicked their ass. Please. The Pacers own the Warriors.
I'm going to be quiet.
Warriors. Not in Indiana.
Well, there you go. Talk to them.
The Warriors... Okay, I have two other things I want to say.
We got an hour and some change.
I got some bad news yesterday.
You okay?
No, seriously, are you? I'm like,
yeah, it's not that. Hunter Green re-injured himself.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
For Cincinnati?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He's on the IL.
I know.
Poor fantasy team. I'm moving up the charts.
No, he's ours, Goo. He's ours.
You can have him now. He's hurt.
He'll bounce back. Yeah. And then...
Give it to me.
This is why I would be a great manager. Because you know how Bob Melvin is going to stick with Adamas come hell or high water? I took him out. I finally said. And my co-manager.
Oh, God.
My co-manager, Johnny, said, what do you want to do with Adamas? And I said, listen, he's hitting 202. We don't want to miss that stretch when he brings that up to 239.
I mean, it can happen fast. He's got to get going.
And then I thought about it, and I said, let's get him out.
But that's the beauty of owning your own team. I'm Jerry Jones.
And you know who I put in for him? Volpe. And he homered yesterday.
Yeah, look at you.
So, Adamas just... It's like he's... His bat's got no pop. It's got no pop, Guru.
And he's actually hitting better at home than on the road. So if we normally say, oh, it's just the home, check that. That's a fact. He's hitting better at Oracle than on the road. So if we say, oh, it's the park for him, that doesn't jive. I just got to believe when it warms up, they go to Atlanta, all these other cities where it's humid and the ball's traveling, we'll see him get on his goose and take off.
Do you guys believe that? That the ballpark is the reason they can't have a good offensive player.
Evan, I don't, and I hate it. I've always hated it.
Listen, the great teams, their team mirrors their ballpark. Evan, I go back to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Whitey
Herzog.
You were going to say the St. Louis Browns.
They didn't have a lot of power hitters, so they won games with speed and defense. And That's how they did it. The Giants.
Who was their best player? The center fielder.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
McGee.
It was. Well,
where's he from?
I know.
Well, actually, their best player, many people feel, was their second baseman, Tommy Herr.
Well, Steiny, they had Ozzie Smith, too.
Okay.
But no, Herr was a good dude, but come on, he wasn't a guy.
Okay.
They had Vince Coleman.
Okay, look. All right. See, this is. This is where you guys don't get it.
Tommy Herr was good.
Tommy Herr was not just good. Tommy Herr did something, I believe, that still to this day is a record or some kind of immeasurable. You want to know what it was?
Give it to
me. This is why.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, I want you to tell us where Willie McGee's from.
He's from the Bay.
Where?
The Bay! Tommy Herr once, I'm hoping to hell that Evan's looking up his baseball reference page.
Doesn't have an MVP.
No, but I'll tell you what he does have, I think.
Oh, you are something.
He has the single season record for most RBIs with the fewest home runs. I believe one year Tommy Herr hit 8 home runs and still drove in
110.
Over 100.
Yeah, 110 in 1985.
That would have to be after the dead ball era.
Yep,
there are some players that have like 130 RBIs with 2 home runs.
This is the modern era.
1985, he did it. 8 homers, 110 RBIs.
Wow.
Who was MVP that year, Goo?
That would be...
What year
was it? 1985.
Hold on. I know, Evan, because he wouldn't ask
Jack
me.
Jack Clark.
He's already been mentioned.
I got it, E.
I want to say... Oh, I know. Darryl Poole. No. Ted Simmons.
85.
It's got to be a Cardinal that he said it, right?
No, he said Goo. So I think it's a Pirate.
Are we talking AL or NL?
NL. He's already been mentioned because he's better than your boy.
McGee?
I can't believe you
please.
Did well. You were just... please what?
He's from the Ridge, Stein.
I know, but Evan, what was his... Give me his numbers for that MVP year.
Well, he hit 353.
Damn, Willie!
Well, I mean...
Stop it!
He had almost 60 steals.
Yeah,
my God.
Led the league with 18 triples.
Okay. George Brett once had 20.
Irrelevant. 26 doubles and 10 home runs.
How many RBIs and runs?
He led the league with 220 hits.
Damn.
Okay.
And he won the Gold Glove.
Willie!
Okay.
The bad man, Steiny.
Okay. Now, here's where I try to be precise. He wasn't a great hitter. But let me tell you what he could do.
He could hit 300 over 18 years in the show.
Do you realize that 32% of his hits were simply choppers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not it.
He wasn't a line drive guy.
What about now?
He's not still in the Bay.
All your hits are damn near homers.
He chopped balls to short and he beat him out.
Dude was a badass.
He had no line drives.
What do you call Ichiro?
Oh.
And where's he at?
He's another myth.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
He's not a myth. He's one of the greatest hitters there.
I actually did think he was a little overrated. Ichiro.
No, well, seriously. Not like Shasky thinks Jeter's overrated a little bit. That one always. Derek Jeter?
He's off that. Lives in Hercules now. Willie McGee. Hey, Willie, I'm messing with you, buddy.
We need to get him on.
Willie could fly.
The game was different then, though. That's for sure. Remember the Cardinals played, Brett, I think it was a World Series, yeah. Battle of Missouri. St. Louis and Kansas City. I think that was the 84 Worlds. I'll find it.
When were the Brewers in there? Like
Harvey Wallbangers. They played.
What? They played who?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, the Brewers played the Reds. I'm sorry, no. The Cardinals. Take it to the bank, I think. Was I right?
82.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
82.
Let's go to JD in Oakland. He's claiming that he has the most famous White Sox.
Uh-oh.
And then he's also maybe going to give it. Well, hey, what's up, JD? How you doing?
Fellas, what's going on?
Talk to us, baby.
Guru, what's the word, man?
Man.
Love your baseball knowledge.
Hey, real
man,
quick.
I really got a lot of respect how you deal on this show with Steinman.
I deserve hazard pay, Jay. I really do, man.
You do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, not that
I'm
funny.
Tell you, it hurt me that you guys took so long to say Frank Thomas, but you forget Bo Jackson.
Oh, please.
But when he passed it, it was late then. No,
he's a Raider.
But still, and I'm going to tell you, Frank Thomas was by far the best White Sox, but the most known White Sox, almost White Sox, was Michael Jordan.
Oh, stop.
And I can tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Michael Jordan had a sit-down with Frank Thomas.
Really?
And told him, Frank, you're going to hit over 500 home runs. And he said, you know, the only thing people are going to remember about you hitting over 500 home runs? And Frank was like, what? He said, they're going to remember that you did it in those plastic Reeboks.
Wow.
Well, remember the White Sox
like
unis with the collars?
I love them.
Who's going to be what do you think about the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau?
I think that was 100% wrong.
Oh.
And I saw Jay Williams this morning, and I think Jay Williams is a crash out. That was the worst thing they could have done. I mean, they were a couple free throws away from being to the finals, in my estimation, and that had nothing to do with coaching.
Wow.
You left 15 with 10 seconds left. Matt, you know you played the game. There's no way you're going to blame that on the coach because you don't guard a three-point shooter. That's all player problem.
Give us a
everybody
prediction.
Everybody talks about, well, I don't think it's crazy. I see it a lot closer than most people, but I'm going to throw a name out there for the job, and I want you guys to know you heard it here first.
Okay. Mark Jackson.
I have it on good account.
I feel it.
Jay Wright.
He was in the – no.
Ooh.
Nobody that's been mentioned. He was seen at the last two games, and his name is Rick Pitino. So I don't know if that means anything to you guys, but that's what I'm hearing.
All right. I tell you what, JD.
Give us prediction on the series.
There's no chance Rick Pitino is going to be the coach of the Knicks.
As much as Calipari, I bet.
They're not even in the same league.
Well, Rick was in the building twice. He is right. He was yucking it up with all the alum.
I tell you what.
Calipari. You shock me.
Why? Because I know basketball?
No. The guys you just...
Okay. Calipari, it's like Kramer. Calipari is up here. Pitino, down here. Calipari can coach men. Pitino can't. You heard it here first. It's not going to be.
How old do you think he is?
Who?
Calipari.
He is 60.
66.
He looks great.
Now, I'm going to give you that.
Calipari
looks great.
Now, how old's Pitino?
Well, he done had some work done, but let me
know. Yeah, he doesn't look as good.
Fatino sure. Steiny, what would you guess?
I think he's probably 71.
72.
Okay.
Isn't that, oh, I got to be careful here. A little too old.
For what?
To coach men, young
well,
men.
Well, he doesn't. He coaches boys. He's a college coach. They're
what
not
about
men
Pete
yet.
Pete Carroll?
Mm. Yeah. He's, how old's he now?
But dude,
I
how
thought he's
he?
Almost 80.
But he's
looks
really
great.
35 at the heart, though, Evan. See, I mean, it ain't about your age. It's how you, like, I keep you young. I don't get no credit for it.
Sorry, he's only 73.
You know what? He needs to give up the chewing of the gum.
No, that's a staple.
Yeah, it, but you're 73. It's going to stick to your dentures at some point.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow, my mom had them.
Did she? My yeah. dad did, too.
Scared me every time she didn't have them in.
What? Because now I got the That's vision my of my dad without his in, and it's
like,
hideous.
Put him in.
It was hideous.
Go bring me my teeth, boy. Oh, man.
You know, my
you
dad,
can stop asking that question.
My dad had such a bad sense of humor.
You don't have to ask
Did he
that
smoke?
Again.
Everything.
Well, wow. My man.
Actually,
he got
only,
it is.
He only smoked Winston's.
Okay. He got
three
it
packs
in.
A day.
He got it in.
He would get to, like, he was weird. I loved him, but he was
I got to
crackpot. Like, he used to think it was funny to take his teeth out and, like,
yeah,
show them to the kids, us. I was like, put that back.
Oh, and I can see the humor in it, though.
And then we had one of my sister's kids was young, and he had a prosthetic at the end. You know, that's 15 yeah. years. And it kind of freaked out Bobby John, the young kid.
I get it, right.
And so on purpose, he would take off his leg in front of the kid, and it just freaked the kid out. You know, he'd take his leg off.
I get it,
He could
man.
Take his leg
yeah,
off, and my little nephew was scared out of his mind. Meanwhile, there's Pops cackling.
Like I am. Oh, I could see that, man.
You would for sure do that. If you had a prosthetic,
no
you would rip that bad boy off every chance you got.
No doubt, Evan. Oh, man.
You might be right. You might be right.
Oh, man.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into something Brian Geltziler said earlier in the show, Sirius XM NBA Radio, about the Warriors. There's some off-season stuff we'll get to. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.